Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 64 of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony.
And I am Lou, and the podcast today is brought to us by Menu Minder, the best way in Chicago to find restaurants online. With Menu Minder, you can find food for your mood. If you were going to use Menu Minder right now to find a restaurant, what would you be looking for?
We just ate, so I wouldn't.
I'm just saying we hadn't eaten. Let's pretend in the world of make-believe we hadn't just eaten. What would you be in the mood for?
I don't know. Well, you know, you have all those restrictions. Like, you don't like chocolate or mint or...
He's making this stuff up.
Fish,
I like chocolate.
Or vegetables. So we're really limited at what we can choose.
In fact, not only is that not true, but I would like to call on our listeners right now. I one time had... excuse me. I one time had a very excellent appetizer at a Chinese restaurant that was eggplant with some kind of spicy sauce, and it was just like eggplant with this spicy sauce.
Right.
I don't know what it was.
It was eggplant with spicy sauce.
Right, but what I want is for somebody to tell me how to make that. Yeah. So anyone out there who's...
Why don't you just Google it?
Because I tried and nothing came up.
Oh.
I think Google is empty. Somebody emptied the Google. I think that's what happened. They purged it or something. Something went wrong somewhere. But Google was empty last time I checked. So that's, I guess... news for the mashup.
Right. So nonsense for the mashup.
What else is going on? You got any feedback?
We do. We have one thing, but you know what? It makes no sense to me, so maybe you can... have you been on the fan page recently?
No, I've been so
Stritch
busy.
Has a message for you on the fan page, and I've read it 4 times, and I don't understand a word of it.
Okay.
Okay. He says, Lou, grab the Blizz Authenticator for your phone. My account just got hacked and banned for selling gold. They emptied my toons in our guild bank. What a pita.
Wow.
So, what does that mean?
Blizzard Authenticator for my phone?
Yeah.
I don't know how one thing would be related to another. Well, I mean, the Blizzard Authenticator, I believe, is a dongle that you put on your computer that gets tied to your account, and then nobody can log in as you unless that dongle is on the computer.
So maybe the thing on the phone, like, alerts you when someone is...
But what I don't understand is... Yeah, you know, I'll have to look into that. I'll have to look into that and see what that is, because maybe it's a completely different thing than the regular authenticator.
I don't know.
That's really weird.
What's it mean they emptied his toons?
Toons are your characters. What that means is somebody logged in as him, took all of his inventory from all of his characters,
and then sent it
to somebody else, and then took everything out of his guild bank, which is the bank for all the guild combined, and sent that off to somebody else. But what I don't get is, can't they just look at who it was sent to and then just track it down that way? Yeah, I mean, eventually... Yeah.
Well, can they... I mean, is it tagged that it was his?
I would assume so. I mean, the stuff is all in a database somewhere. I mean, that's how these things work, so...
And what's with the pita?
Pain in the ass.
Oh, that is pain in the ass.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
You gotta get
I'm
up on lingo.
I'm embarrassed.
You should be. That's an easy one. That's even before instant messaging.
I mean, I know LOL, laugh out loud, and WTF, why the face.
Yeah. All right, Phil.
That was a good work-in. I like that.
Yeah.
That's all I have, though.
I'm glad you're complimenting yourself now. Why don't you keep doing that throughout the episode? Every time you make a joke, clap for yourself.
Yeah.
And talk about how funny that one Tony guy is.
Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Thank you for the warning, by the way, Stritch. I'll have to look into that. Maybe during one of our breaks here.
Do you have anything in games?
No, I haven't played. I have been so busy with work and just, you know, personal stuff that I have not had time to do anything new, really, at all.
I have a couple games.
Yeah?
I have, first of all, Prince of Persia.
These are visual games?
These are, in fact, of the visual nature.
Okay.
Both on the PS3, but they're both available on the 360 as well.
Okay.
First is Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands.
Okay.
I love the Prince of Persia games. Some are better than others, but
I'm never
disappointed. No, this is fun.
Oh,
this is one of the better ones.
Yeah. I like the idea of the original, because wasn't the original pretty much just a side-scrolling platform game?
Yeah.
See, that I like. The way that they've become in terms of being like button-mashing games, I don't like that at all. There's a lot of combos. I don't like combos.
Not a lot of combos in this one.
Really?
And this one actually is heavy on the platforming.
Are there any combos? Because I really don't like combos. I don't want to have to do more than one thing at a time, basically.
No, you know where the combos come in are when you're platforming.
And like, give me an example. of a combo that you would have to do.
In the platforming?
Yeah, yeah.
For example, you get these powers as the game goes on, and I don't know how much of a spoiler this is, because if you look at trailers for the game, you see this. But some of the powers that you obtain throughout the game, one of them is wherever there's water, you can freeze the water. Okay. For a short while.
So you can run across it.
So you can either run across it, or if it's like water that's pouring down, it becomes like a pillar that you can grab onto.
That's cool.
So there's a button to press for that. And then there's another power where you get where you're in this like old castle that's been like kind of destroyed, but you can see where things were, so you press this button. So for a short while, it's in the state it was when it was new.
So it's like ghost view or something.
Yeah, there's kind of little, like, sparklies. You can tell when when there would be something. But what's cool about that is, you know, suppose you're on a pillar that's no longer there, but, you know, it's one of the things that you activated. Right. In order to jump to the next pillar, when you jump off that pillar, you have to press that button again in order for the next pillar to appear.
But that's just pressing the same button twice.
No, that's pressing the jump button and then the other button. But then you'll have to also stop water while you're doing that.
Oh, no. That's combos. I don't like the combos.
It is combos. It's a lot of combos. And it becomes frustrating with my fingers. Like, sometimes I have to hold my fingers in certain ways. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I love the Prince of Persia games.
Are you going to go see the movie?
I don't know.
Really? You don't know if you're going to go see it?
I don't know.
As much as you like the games, you don't think you're going to go see it just to see it?
Well, I'm not a huge fan of making games into movies.
Okay, give me one example of a video game turned into a movie that was not fantastic.
Mario Brothers.
I'm kidding. They were all terrible. Oh. Haven't they all been terrible, basically?
Yeah.
I'm forgetting something. I think there was one that was good, but I can't remember what it was. Well, you know, I have to say,
Mortal Kombat wasn't bad.
Mortal Kombat was
who just ooh.
Somebody's guffawing from another.
I never
room.
Saw it.
No,
but it got as far
Mortal
as reviews
Kombat
go.
Mortal Kombat was fun. It was not good. You know, let's keep those two things separate.
Right.
It was a lot of fun, but it was not good.
Okay.
But I will say that I thought the first Resident Evil was really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, not really good, like, you know, one of the great movies of all time.
Right.
But if it hadn't been related to a video game, I still think it would have stood on its own, because I never played Resident Evil and I thought it was fun. It kind of lost its way a little bit towards the end, but, you know, Mila Jovovich was pretty fantastic in all those movies that she was in. I really enjoyed the first one. There's some pretty cool stuff in that. Have you ever seen that?
No.
The first one?
It's
pretty neat. It's pretty neat. The other, you know, I mean, there's no reason to see the other ones.
I want
to
say I caught like a clip of one of them, and the way it was shot was really cool. The cinematography was great.
This was shot very cool, and there were some really, you know, fairly inventive little moments in it that I kind of appreciated. It's a fun watch if you like that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if I'll see this movie.
And you like zombie movies, so, you know, I would think you would like it.
Yeah. But getting back to Prince of Persia, I don't know how I feel about the movie. I don't know. I mean, the reviews so far have been like so-so. So, yeah. I mean, that's...
Is it out already?
I want to say this weekend next weekend.
Like today. Came out today.
Yeah, either today or next weekend for sure.
Gotcha.
But some of the advanced reviews I've read have been just okay. I mean, they're like, it's fun, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of a kiss of the death. I mean, we have, like you said, we have yet to see one come out that's good.
That's that good where it's going to attract
people
who... Where
it could stand on its own, like you said. Right. Who don't know the game or play the game.
Exactly.
Another game I've just started. I haven't played enough of it to really comment too deeply on it yet. But a lot of people told me to go out and get Red Dead Redemption. It's kind of like Grand Theft Auto, but based in the Old West.
Okay.
And I have to say, visually, it's stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I played through the first couple missions, and that's a really neat environment to play in.
The Old West?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of, like, just nature and scenery and just, you know, old saloons and stores.
And the other thing, too, is it's just different. You know, you get so tired.
Right.
And it's not even that you get tired of it. It's just that you get so used to it that when you're put into a different environment for a particular genre, it really kind of catches you off guard.
Right.
You know?
But I have to say, I'm having a lot of fun with it. And the reviews all the reviews that have come out for it are amazing.
Yeah.
Like IGN gave it like a 9.7.
But I'm sorry, what kind of game is it?
It's an open world, like third person action.
Oh, okay. Like,
so, like Grand Theft Auto or I don't know. What else would I compare it to?
I mean, was it like, you know, the Uncharted games, or is it more...
No, but Uncharted's more linear.
Oh, okay.
This is, I mean, there are missions. I mean, there's a linear nature to it.
Is it like, what was the Bethesda one?
Fallout?
Yeah, Fallout. Is it like
that?
Well,
no, that's RPG. I mean, okay. This is like, this isn't you're going to, you go and like get a mission and you do the mission, but it's all action based.
Okay.
No reading. You know how I am about the reading.
Yeah, I do. I do, in fact.
But I will comment more on it. I hear the multiplayer is great, where you and your friends can form like a posse, and you can go into town.
You just want to form a posse.
I do want to form a posse. And you can like go into town and like try to take stuff over from other posses.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound fun?
It's like posse versus posse.
And there's duels. And like, you know, they've gone the full extreme with this world and just like everything.
So it's like Wild West Extreme.
Right.
Are there any hot tub scenes?
Well, I just played a few.
Because, you know, if it's really going to be like Grand Theft Auto, I think you need a hot tub scene. I'm just saying.
I think they've scaled down like the...
Is it like kind of nasty like Grand Theft Auto is? Okay.
No.
See, then I might actually like it.
No. But I'll have more about that. Because I think I'm almost done with Prince of Persia based on the upgrades I've received and how many
left. That big screen that said the end.
No. Yeah, I have not reached that screen yet, so... but I'm having fun with both of those.
Yeah.
So, So that's kind of why I don't have, to be honest, that's the reason I don't have a movie.
Oh, because
a couple days I was going to go see a movie and I just instead stayed home and played games and I've enjoyed it because I really haven't had games recently since Borderlands.
Yeah.
I haven't found a game that really.
Would you say it's kind of like Borderlands or do you think Borderlands is more RPG?
It's similar in nature.
I don't find Borderlands to be as RPG as you did.
No, it's just RPG in that you're building, you know, your character's traits and collecting stuff.
Right, right. Okay.
In that way, it's RPG. Yeah, it's similar, only this is third person and Borderlands is first person.
Right.
And that there really is a huge difference between the two when you're playing.
There is.
Should I move on to miscellaneous?
Wait, did that Tomb Raider, you know...
Hasn't come out yet.
Oh, it's not out yet. Okay.
No.
I wonder if that's going to be any good. I don't know. I think it's going to be hard to go into that perspective of a game.
Right.
You know, because everything now is either third person or first person 3D where, you know, obviously you're controlling the camera and the view and everything. And so going back to something that's isometric like that, I don't know if it's going to be that much fun. Although, you know, I am looking forward to Diablo 3.
How long has that taken?
Thank you, Stritch, for your message about that, too. He was saying that even though he's a huge Diablo fan, he doesn't know if he's going to be able to get into it. I think for the same reasons that I was just saying, that it's like once you get into these other kind of games and you've been in worlds where it's been done very successfully, it's really hard to get back into something that's that limited.
They're going to have to do something to step it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably why it's taking so long.
Maybe.
Haven't they been working on that for years?
I honestly don't know when they started working on it.
I don't know.
They announced it last year, but I don't know when they started working on it.
Right. You ready for
and,
they,
and they've got Cataclysm coming out later this year, so they've got a lot of stuff going on.
A note on that.
Oh,
actually.
Really? Okay.
Should I start?
Yeah,
with that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Should I start with that?
Please. Whatever.
The executive vice president of Blizzard stated in an interview that World of Warcraft will continue to grow after the Cataclysm add-on. So what he was saying was, it's still popular enough that Cataclysm isn't going to be the last add-on.
Yeah, I think when you're making about $1.5 billion a year off of your game, that's considered
They were
popular.
Saying their peak was 11.5 million players at once.
Right.
And he thinks with Cataclysm they're going to...
Go above that.
Above that. Because it's going to bring a lot of old...
Players back. Yeah. Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me. Because, you know, you get into this thing that happens where once you hit the level cap...
Right.
You don't gain experience anymore. There's still a lot to do, but... You don't have that sort of drive anymore to progress because you can't progress. The only thing you can do is get better stuff and see things that you haven't seen before. But I think the nature of these kind of games is such that, for the most part, there's not enough difference in what you're seeing. For instance, all of the highest level stuff in the game is in this area called Northrend.
Uh-huh.
And even though there's some variety in Northrend, it's sort of like once you've been through the different areas, you've seen them, and you're not really going to have, you know, your mind blown by anything else that you've seen in there.
Right.
That you see in there. And I think Blizzard actually does a pretty good job of integrating different levels of stuff within an area. So there might be an area where mostly it's, for instance, a lower level area, but there are a few high level things in there, so that there's reason to go back there later on. And I think they do a pretty good job with that, but it is still pretty segregated. So, yeah, it gets a little boring once you hit the level cap. That's why some of the stuff that I've heard them talking about in terms of how ArenaNet's doing Guild Wars 2 sounds really promising. You know, I don't know if they're going to pull it off and when that's coming out, but some of it sounds really cool. Like they're talking about doing things in Guild Wars 2 where, and this is something that I've always wanted to see in an online game, where you will actually be able to have experiences in that game that nobody else gets to have.
That's cool.
Because if you're the first person to find this one thing or the first person to interact with this part of the storyline,
it's not duplicated.
Right, it's not duplicated. And I think those elements are going to be kind of scarce, but right. They'll still be there.
Right.
And I think that's really cool because there should be the ability for people to have things that are very individualized and unique.
Right.
I think if everyone has the ability to attain all the same stuff, that it's really uninteresting after
right.
a while. So,
it's true.
So I hope they pull off all that stuff. And some of the screenshots that I've seen coming out of there lately are just stunning and almost mind-blowing. Like how big and complex some of the cities and landscapes are and everything. Looks really cool. And I think that's going to be exciting.
When does that come out again?
They haven't set a date. So anyway.
Mark Hamill has stated that Batman Arkham Asylum 2 will be his last stint voicing the Joker. He originally turned down his part in the sequel, stating that there would be no way to top the original, but was later convinced when given details about the game.
Ooh.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Wonder what kind of details. He gets to make out with Carrie Fisher.
Would you take that job?
Not
probably
now.
Not.
Not now. But I would have back then.
That's Bantha Poodoo.
In a heartbeat, I would have taken it back then.
Legendary Pictures is developing a big screen version of Mass Effect.
Now, again, it's all going to come down to the story, but I'll tell you right now, the world itself, definitely compelling enough to have a movie made about it.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Oh, I didn't play enough of it to say that.
Really? The first one?
I only played a few missions into the first one. Too much reading.
You know, yeah, it's too bad you can't go back and play it without the reading. You don't have to read stuff. I mean, you really don't have to read anything. You can just skip it.
Yeah, but then I feel like I'm missing part of it.
Actually, you know what? You do have to read stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can't progress through the conversations without reading and then selecting your answers, which changes the outcome a little bit. So forget it. Not for you.
Sony's expected to unveil a paid PSN membership plan at E3 next month. Features rumored to be included in the new plan are first-hour demo access to full retail titles, which means you'll get to play the first hour of the game.
Uh-huh. And for free?
Yes, for free. And then you decide whether you want to keep it. But the minus to that is you have to download the whole game before you can play the first hour. Yeah, I read that today.
Wow. Good thing most people work.
But there's more. Yeah. Access to a rotating list of PS1 classics.
Okay.
I don't know whether that'll be free. I would assume free. PlayStation Store discounts, a cloud-based saving system, which I'm really looking forward to, and cross-game voice chat, and the PlayStation Protection Plan, which, you know, protects your PS3 in cases of, you know, it extends the warranty as well.
Aha! I gotcha.
But no, the thing I'm most excited about is the cloud-based saving system, because between my two PS3s, if I want to, like, play a game in the other room, it's kind of a pain to take a flash drive and copy the game. And some games won't
let you. You have two PS3s?
Yeah. I have one in the living room and one in the
You had two PS3s.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yes. Remember, I replaced my Blu-ray player in the living room.
Oh, that's right.
It was the Blu-ray HD-DVD
right.
combo thing.
So wait, are they both the full ones or is one a
PS Slim?
No,
the one in the living room is the Slim and the one in the game room is the full one.
I gotcha.
But it's kind of a pain to transfer
more
games
than I have.
Over. It is. It is. And some games won't even allow you to do it for whatever reason.
Well, I have to say, I think it's really cool that they're going to offer this as a paid service, but you don't have to get
it. You don't have to. And still,
see,
all
that's
the
really
things.
Cool.
And they're not going to do. I mean, here's a big plus. They're not going to make anything that's currently free you'll have to pay for later. I mean, they're not going to say, okay, now this is going to cost
that's
you.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I
it
like
is
that.
Cool. I mean, Xbox should, or Microsoft should take a note from that.
Yeah.
Because really, the silver membership of Xbox, what does that really allow you to do other than just to play games?
I don't know.
I think that's it.
I don't know. I didn't even know there was a silver.
There is.
Yeah.
That's the free.
Well, apparently Microsoft needs to start taking notes from a number of people, and we'll talk more about that later.
Ah.
But
I have one last thing, sure. Which is pretty cool. I know it's not for you because you don't like combos, but
if combos suck.
If you're considering picking up the upcoming PC version of Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands, head over to Steam, where a pre-order for the deluxe edition for $60 will also get you the Prince of Persia classics, The Sands of Time and Warrior Within, for free.
That's a good deal.
It's totally good. Three games for $60.
That's a good
deal. And
The
Sands of Time. Actually, the article I read this in, Sands of Time is the best of all the games, and that was the first one of this,
style.
Go around. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And they were saying you might want to play that one last.
Really?
Well, because it's the best.
Oh.
Like, you might, if you play, even though it's the first in, in, you know, the series, if you play it first, you'd be like, it might be a little.
I had it on the.
Although,
on
I have to be honest, I loved all of them.
I got it because you were raving about it back then. I got it on the Xbox, and, right, because it came out for the Xbox originally. And I couldn't play it. It was too many combos. Couldn't deal with the combos. And there was some chick following me around, and she was like all lippy and getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Was there some chick lippy nerves?
Yeah, there's lippy chicks in most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, lippy as in yappy.
Not
I
as
mean,
annoying
lippy
as
in...
the last. You know, the last game was probably the worst. That was the one. They really changed up the style. It was more of that, like, cartoony style that Borderlands has. Not cartoony, but what would you call that? Like kind of cel-shaded.
Animated?
Yeah. It was done that way. And also, a lot of your moves and stuff, it was very forgiving. So you really, you know, it was, in fact, you couldn't die in the game.
Really?
Yeah, because you had this girl following you around the whole time. So anytime you fell to your death, she would save you. So there was no dying.
Huh.
So it was a little too forgiving and I'd say a little too easy.
Yeah.
But I still had fun with it. I mean, still, all these games, whether, you know, they're a better one or not as good
one. A worser one.
Yeah, I had fun with, so.
So there you go. See, that's kind of how I feel with the Tomb Raider games. You know, people always, you know, bring up all these criticisms about them, and I think some of them are definitely valid, but I still always have fun with those games.
Yeah.
This isometric one, I don't know if I'm going to have fun, because it's really not the same kind of game at all.
Right, no, not at all.
But I hope they're going to do another, you know, good, big, epic Tomb Raider. I don't care where they put her. Put her on the moon. Put her on a spaceship. I don't care. Just put her somewhere fun and big and epic and let me go to town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So is that it for video games?
That's it.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about TV. Okay, we're back, and we're going to talk about TV now, and we just received some sad news. Seems that Gary Coleman has passed away.
Dead at 42.
Wow. Thanks.
What you talking about, Willis?
Thanks for that headline ripped from the headlines.
You got to be a little scared to be Todd Bridges right about now, huh?
I think if I was Todd Bridges, I would have been scared of that for years.
No, I mean,
because
Dana Plato's dead, too.
Yeah, but she's been dead for like 20 years.
I know, but they both died young, so.
And also the dad. He died, right?
Yeah, but he was old.
And Mrs. Garrett?
She didn't die.
Oh, well. Her number's coming up soon.
Oh,
Charlotte,
so there's
Ray.
There's our tribute to Gary Coleman.
Charlotte Ray, look out. The
you
Grim
know, actually,
Reaper's coming
when
for
I moved
you.
To LA, Charlotte Ray was the first celebrity I ever saw there.
Really?
Yeah.
And how was she?
Pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's old school.
Come on. You want to do it, don't you?
My tootie! I think you wanted me to do it.
I did want you to do that. I enjoy that.
I got to go back and watch Facts of Life one of these days.
Oh, Gary Coleman.
They got a box set of that on Blu-ray?
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, on Blu-ray? No.
I'm sad about Gary Coleman, though. Because the thing is, like, Dana Plato, you know, she was kind of a mess.
He was a mess himself.
Gary Coleman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I knew Todd Bridges was
He was
a
constantly
mess.
Going to jail for, like, beating up women.
He was?
Yeah. Well,
was
first of all,
punching
imagine being Gary Coleman. Like, everywhere he went, people just, like, kind of made fun of him.
Yeah.
And one of the last jobs he had, he was a security guard. I mean, that's...
That guy couldn't secure his way out of a paper bag.
Right. I mean, really, if you're, like, ripping off something and then, like, the security guard chasing you is Gary Coleman, I mean, how threatened are you going to feel?
I guess it depends on what you're stealing.
You could just turn over a garbage can on him and you're fine.
That's terrible. That's so terrible. The man just died.
I know.
Oh, that's horrible. Anyway, okay, so we got to talk about Lost. Lost is, of course...
You want to start with Lost?
Why not?
Well, because that's a biggie. I thought we would.
Okay, fine. You know what? Let's talk about American Idol first. Okay. Leadawise won.
Leadawise did win.
And
I'm very excited about that.
He's from 15 minutes from here, so yes. You know that's.
Did
a good
you see
thing,
the big group that was? Oh no, you didn't see the finale.
No, I haven't watched.
They
finale
show
yet.
Like his hometown big group in the village square, like all like, you know, congregated to wish him luck and you know, celebrate if he won. And it was a lot of people.
Yeah, well,
it looked
really
like the whole town.
It was really funny the other day. You know, the night that on Wednesday night when it was on, I was out. I had just gotten home from work. And my wife and son were outside playing, you know, with...
You actually live closer to there than I do.
Yeah. I live about 15 minutes from there.
Okay.
And so my wife and son were outside playing with, you know, one of the neighbors. And then this guy who lives in our neighborhood drives up. And he, you know, he's a younger guy. He's pretty hip and trendy and stuff like that. He races cars and all this. So he pulls up in his convertible and pulls his shades off and goes... Yeah, you know, my dad and I grew up in Mount Prospect, so I'm going to go over to the American Idol party with him and, you know, wish Leadawise well. He's like the last person in the world
right. You
would expect to be doing that. But, you know, people were into it.
No, but
that
I have to
cool.
say, I mean, there's being from here, and I really liked him, I have to say. I mean, as far as, like, his kind of music and his personality, what little there was. I mean, he didn't really, you know.
Ouch.
Well, I mean, he didn't have, like...
He wasn't
like Adam Lambert or like Jason Castro, where like he was just bubbling over with personality.
Right.
But his story's really cool, and that's what Simon said. You know, he's the perfect American Idol because before he tried out, he was working in a paint store,
right?
With like probably no avenue to really become successful,
right?
So you know,
Certainly not on the scale that he will now.
Right.
I mean, because even if he comes out with an album and it's you know it doesn't really do that well. You still have this time that nobody can ever take away from him.
Right. Right.
I mean, he won. He won what has been, for the last 8 or 9 years, the biggest show in the country.
Right.
And so that's pretty cool. So congrats.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try to get him on the show. Yeah, like that's going to
happen. I like him.
I like him, too.
And
I'm just
looking forward to his album.
I didn't say it because of that. I said it because I know from past experience that they are very... Stingy with letting the idols talk to the press.
Right.
I mean, you have to go through them to get to talk to them.
Right.
It's not like we could just call him up and say, hey, dude, you want to come for an interview? Even if he was willing to do it, he would have to get it approved and okayed by them. So that's why I'm saying it's probably not going to happen.
Right.
But we'll make a give it the old college try.
I have we won't do it now, but when we get to miscellaneous, our first three items are about American Idol, so... We'll come back to that.
All right. So let's talk about V, because you finally got caught up.
Yes. And
it was pretty cool the second half, right?
Yeah.
I have to say, I
really liked the season finale.
It picked up a lot. Uh-huh. There were some cool little twists here and there that... So what do you think of... I can't remember his name. Who's the guy, the mercenary? What's his name?
I want to say Hobbs.
Hobbs, right. What do you think is going on with him?
I don't know.
Because it's kind of... Because he kind of seems like he's playing both sides.
Right. I'm guessing maybe he's a... plant from the like
the good guys or the bad guys
plant from the well a so plant you, from like the what she works for the FBI right so someone higher than her I think has hired him to kind of be the plant and like although by now they would have like
but isn't he like the FBI's most wanted
well is he really
oh good point so you think it's going to come out that and maybe that's what no no that wouldn't make sense
I mean, how convenient that like he's been framed for all these things. I mean, how easy would it be for the FBI to like fabricate all that to get him to?
But the visitors fabricated that, not him, not the FBI. He was framed by the visitors, not by the FBI.
That's true. The first thing for they were he
yeah
the warehouse thing.
Yes.
Oh, see, I thought that was just oh. Never mind.
It's still a valid theory, though.
Right.
Because remember the scene when he shaved and went through the FBI and nobody paid any attention to him?
Right.
Be interesting if that's why.
Right.
If somebody higher up there knew and... Although Erica wasn't in on it, so... But still, it's been fun, and
but
I'm glad...
But you could tell that the guy that Erica works for is very suspicious of her.
Right. Well, they kind of played us a little bit on that because
right.
for a while
that
they
was
made
great,
it seem
actually.
That was cool.
That he was working for the visitors.
Right.
And, yeah.
Here's what bugs me is why didn't what's the black guy's name? Morris Chestnut. What's his character's name?
I don't remember.
Okay. Why hasn't he ever told them what they call themselves? I'm sure they don't run around calling themselves the visitors.
Right.
So why don't we know what they're actually called? That's kind of annoying to me.
I don't know. I don't like, you know, that's one thing I didn't like about the season finale was how quickly he was able to turn.
Well, that could be another.
Right. And he is a different species, so, you know.
He's obviously more susceptible.
Right.
See, humans, susceptible because we're dumb. V's, susceptible because they're a different species.
But I do like what's happening with Anna's daughter.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's really cool. And what's really great about that, too, is I found her so incredibly unlikable at the beginning
totally
of the series.
Agree. And now
like,
you're
I just couldn't stand
her.
And now you like love her. She's like one of my favorite people because she's, you know, she could really help everything that's going on.
Yeah, and I'm glad they're keeping it around. I mean, I wish they would have kept Flash Forward as well.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Which I have not seen. Wait.
What, Flash Forward?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen it.
I still have like four more to watch.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet this week. It was on this week, right?
I don't know. I would imagine it's got to be like over. I don't know. I'll look it up.
No, there's. I think this week's is the last one. If it wasn't on this week, whatever the next one is the last one.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think Flash Forward is probably a better show. But the problem with, and I it's clear why they canceled it. It was supposed to be the replacement, really, for Lost, but it has none of the character depth that Lost had.
Right.
I mean, Lost gripped you from the first episode.
Well, because you cared for the characters on Lost, and these characters...
But what I'm saying is, even from the first episode, you cared.
Right.
And there was really nothing...
No.
There's been nothing to make...
Nothing.
The only people I really care about are... It's starting to change a little bit, but there are maybe two or three people that you kind of care about, but even then, not
right.
really. And really, the ones I care about more are the ones who are all on Lost anyway, so... Penny, Charlie.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Well, let's get to Lost.
So Lost is over. It's done. It's completely finished. And I have to say...
Until they come out with the movie that makes up for the finale.
Well, I have to say that it was... I don't know. I found the finale entertaining.
Yes.
But ultimately incredibly disappointing because the thing that you realize in the finale... Is that the only...
Spoiler alert. Which I'm sure anyone who watches
right,
Lost...
Right, exactly. They've seen it by now.
Wait, you know what? Maybe...
No, he's already seen it. He's already seen it.
Wait a minute.
He caught up.
You completely caught up on all the seasons by the finale. You were only on like season three last time I saw you. Wow.
So anyway, the thing...
That explains the bags under the eyes.
The thing that annoyed me is that you realize that the only questions that get answered in the finale... are questions that were raised this season.
In the season, right.
So the whole alternate reality gets explained and nothing else gets explained. And in fact, they made everything else even more convoluted by introducing the backstory of Jacob and his brother.
Right.
If that hadn't been in there, I would have actually been less annoyed. But then nothing has been explained.
Right. I agree.
And really, they said a lot of things are going to be open to interpretation. Really, when you start to think about it and you start to weed out certain facts and everything, there really isn't a lot that's open to interpretation. It's just that there's all this crazy stuff that happened on this island, and there's no explanation for why or how.
Right. But
you can't really interpret
more than that.
What?
I want more than that.
I know, and I think a lot of people did. I think some people thought it was brilliant, probably, and those people are probably not that bright. And then the rest of us...
Don't say that. We have viewers that have chimed in that they liked it.
I'm kidding. No, I liked it. I thought it was really good. I just was...
Yeah, I would have liked it spelled out a little more. I mean, I'm all about leaving some stuff for interpretation, but...
Right.
Like you said, I mean, the stuff that we were the most heavily invested in was the stuff that they
happened the
chose
rest
not
of the series.
To... Yeah, they chose not to address.
Right. Right.
So...
And in terms of what the truth was behind the alternate reality, were you satisfied with what that all was?
Yeah. I mean, I would have liked
fine,
to
right?
I would have liked to have known a little more. I would have liked to have known, you know, okay, granted, it's not important to Jack's story how Sawyer and Kate die, but I'd like to know how they did.
Right. Right. And Hurley and Ben and
yeah.
Well, Claire.
According to that, I would guess that Ben hadn't died because he was outside the church.
No, he was dead.
Really?
Yes.
Because I thought that was the reason he couldn't go inside the church.
The people in the church were moving on.
Okay.
They were all there together so they could all finally move on. Ben was dead, but he was still saying, you know, I still have some stuff to work out.
Oh.
So presumably he would go through another, you know, go round of
but
life.
But that could also mean that the stuff he has to work out would mean that he's still alive.
And then how would he have been talking to all the dead people?
Well, Hurley talked to dead people all the time.
Yeah, but that was Hurley. We have no indication that Ben could do that.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, from what they showed on there,
right?
It seemed like those people, anyone who was there who knew each other from that experience were all dead.
Right.
At some random point in the future.
You know, I have to say the Jimmy Kimmel special that was on afterwards was very entertaining.
Yeah.
And I have to say they asked Michael why, because the guy who plays Michael was there, yeah. And they asked why he wasn't there. And
Harold Perrineau.
Right. And it's kind of cool that, you know, his explanation, well, his guess was that because Michael wasn't going to heaven because he killed Libby and Anna Lucia.
Right.
Which, by the way, when he was introduced, the first thing Jimmy Kimmel said to him was, by the way, thank you for shooting Anna Lucia.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
There were a lot of really funny moments in that. I liked it. But that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's the reason Michael wasn't there. I also read, and I forgot to put it in the miscellaneous, but I remember it, that they wanted Mr. Echo to be in the finale, and they offered him a large sum of money to be in the finale, and he demanded five times that. So they
what?
Said, yeah. Like, he was a total jerk about it. He wanted five times that, so they're like, forget it.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, the only two things that guy's been in are Lost and The Bourne Identity.
Oz. He was in Oz for a while.
Well, but who watched that? Come on, let's be honest. Who watches dramas on HBO? Let's be honest.
But yeah, you know, I don't know how it sits with
me
yet.
I have to say,
still.
There are very few things in the world that would be less compelling to me to watch than something having to do with people in prison.
You know what? I can't watch it because of that. You know, that's my biggest fear in life is prison.
Why would you be afraid of going to prison?
Well, watch an episode of Oz.
But what I'm saying is your lifestyle isn't really in line with that of people who end up in prison.
No, but
it's
I
not
mean,
like
what,
you're robbing banks and, you know, shooting people and stuff.
No, but I mean, you know, yeah.
The
no,
man
I,
could get you and just throw you in a hooskow.
Or I could be, like, framed for something or...
That's
you know,
ridiculous.
I live a very
Why
exciting
would you be
lifestyle.
Framed? Have you done anything suitable for framing? sorry, that's an old that's joke. Good. That's like an old that. Joke that I stole from. You know where I heard that joke first?
No.
Why can't I think?
Do
of
you
her
know
name?
Where you heard
yeah,
that
yeah,
joke?
Yeah,
first?
Yeah, yeah. All My Children. What's her name?
Susan Lucci.
Susan Lucci. Her character said that on All My Children like 15 years ago. Erica, thank you.
How would you even know that?
Because I saw it and I thought it was funny. I thought that was a good joke. Yeah. You know, some guy, there was some real estate scandal.
Yeah, you don't have to go into the whole.
Hey, you're trying to frame
all
me.
All My Children plot line.
I'm just saying. It was pretty funny. You know, Willow Lake Acres. You know, that whole thing.
Stop. Please stop.
What's funny
That's
is.
That's worse than anything I have ever
said. What's
funny
is. Wait a minute. Wait a
Come
minute.
Come on, All My Children?
You used to actually watch soap operas. I only watched them because they were on because of other people watching them in my house.
I watched Days of Our Lives. That was a completely different thing. And that was in college.
Sure. The only one Remember that I would have actually watched willingly had I known about it wasn't there one where there was like all sorts of paranormal stuff going on?
That happened on Days of Our Lives. One of them was possessed and she could turn into things.
You got to be kidding me. And you watched that on purpose?
That's when I stopped watching.
Oh. No, there was some show that had like leprechauns and aliens in it and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, Passions. Yeah. That
that's
was
hilarious.
Like a spoof. It was a soap opera, but they were like spoofing the whole
oh,
soap
really?
Opera thing. Yeah.
That's actually kind of funny.
There was a witch and there was a doll that would come to life.
That's pretty funny. Oh, boy.
We've gotten completely off track.
That's fine. I don't even have my notes with me. All right. So what else are we talking about?
Well, so you're not caught up on Glee.
No, I'm not caught up on Glee. So.
But Glee's been good.
Okay. And I see you've got Celebrity Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice ended this week.
And
actually,
who won?
The same night. Bret Michaels won.
Really? You think it was a sympathy vote?
Completely. Oh, they said it was.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Well, he said. He goes, you know what? Because he had just gotten out of the hospital again. Remember, he had his aneurysm. He was going to die. Then he was okay. He came out. Then he went back into the hospital just a couple days before the finale.
Okay.
And then his doctors had advised him not to go to the finale, and he went anyway because, you know, he wants to fight for his charity. He wants to win.
Right.
And it's because of that he won.
Now, wait a minute. So the show isn't pre-done?
All of it up until when he decides who the winner is.
Oh,
That's
right.
done live.
Okay. So who would have won had he not won?
Holly Robinson Pete.
Really?
Yeah. Who actually I hated through the whole season, but at the very end, she was very gracious and very, you could tell she really cared about Bret, and she pretty much said Bret should win. But They really were both winners because at the end, Snapple was the company that was involved in the last challenge.
Okay.
And so, you know, the winner gets $250,000 for their charity.
Yeah.
While Snapple went and threw $250,000 into the other one. So they both got, yeah. So there really was, I mean, Bret Michaels didn't win anything that Holly Robinson and Pete didn't get other than.
So really there were no losers other than Donald Trump's hair.
Exactly.
But seriously, though, that is pretty cool that they did that. Yeah. And what's, you know, really, what's $500,000 to a company that big? They're part of Coca-Cola, aren't they?
Well, they only came up with $250,000. The other $250,000 was from Trump.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Trump gives the winner $250,000.
I gotcha.
And Snapple, who was involved in the last challenge, decided.
What if Trump really gives that money or if that comes from the production?
It comes from, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
Because he's not going to shell out. He doesn't care about
You know, I heard a story about Trump on another podcast that apparently Trump owns a hotel and casino that's all ready to go in Vegas, but Vegas won't give him a gambling license. So because of it, he can't open.
Why won't they give him one?
Just they have it out for him. Can you imagine that?
You just made that up.
I swear to God.
Go the up. Whole city of Las Vegas doesn't like Donald Trump?
No, the people who ever decide who gets a gambling license, they have an issue with him and they won't give him one. So he has this huge casino and hotel.
But do you know for a fact that it's a personal thing and not that he's done something that, you know, that he needs to fix as far as the actual business?
What this person said on the podcast was that he's screwed over so many people. You know, he uses other people's money to open things.
Finance
and
stuff,
a lot
yeah.
of people have gone broke because of him because right. some of his ventures, you know, go
a
bankrupt.
A lot of them. He's 50-50 at best
right.
from what I know.
So and so they're basing it on that. And you
wow,
know, that's interesting though, isn't it?
Yeah,
because some of the ventures that have gone south were in Atlantic City casinos and stuff.
Right.
So
yeah,
but
yeah, because remember when you're on The Apprentice, they did some events at his casino in Atlantic City, right? Didn't they?
Maybe, probably.
Didn't that close since
yeah.
then?
Yeah,
it's kind of funny. Oh well.
Poor Trump.
I don't feel sorry for him.
No.
Still got more money than me.
Yeah.
Probably will for a couple of months at least.
At least.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Have your Supernaturals. That's the lawn?
I think it is, actually. We just saw a
really?
Commercial for it at lunch.
Oh.
But we were watching it on DVD, and I just the only reason I mentioned it is because the episode that we saw was particularly funny. And I just wanted to say to people, if you like shows about sci-fi and paranormal stuff, it's a really good show. It's a really good show, and I highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun. But anyway, that's it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
About
ready
that.
For miscellaneous?
Yes, please.
Idol news. This week's American Idol finale was the lowest-rated season finale for the show since season one.
I did read that.
British tabloids are reporting that Elton John is very close to signing on as the replacement for Simon Cowell.
Really?
That would be great. That would bring it back around.
Wow. That would be, unless he's just weird or something.
Well, he would be equally as critical as Simon, for sure. He's funny.
Is he funny? See, I don't know anything about him personally.
He's funny. But he's also very much he's pampered and very prissy and it would make for good TV.
So not only may he be taking over for Simon Cowell, but he's already taken over for Liberace, is what you're saying.
He is this generation's Liberace.
Wow. Wasn't Liberace this generation's Liberace?
Well,
I remember Liberace.
Yeah, but we're right, not right. of this generation.
Yeah, well, that's true.
There's
that's
at least true. Two generations after us.
That's true. I like to think of myself still being like 18.
Yeah.
At least in terms of my behavior.
That's what we're doing here, isn't it? Speculation on Paula Abdul's next move can finally take a rest. She will be executive producer, creative partner, top judge, mentor, and coach on CBS's upcoming reality dance show, Gotta Dance.
Gotta dance.
Well, isn't it so funny? All the offers she's gotten, and that's what she chose.
Did you see the list of things that she is on this show? Wouldn't you choose this too if you were her?
Well, she's that's like a lot at stake. What if the show tanks?
Then
she goes and does all the other things she was offered.
Then she goes back to American Idol for what she's actually worth versus what she thinks she's worth. I mean, I
no,
love
right.
I love Paula, right. but I don't. You know, I don't understand how the production of American Idol could make enough money to pay Simon Cowell and Seacrest what they make, much less anyone else.
Right.
I mean, I don't get that. I understand it's all fueled by advertising, but how many commercials are there during the course of a season that people are willing to pay enough money for so that, what was Simon making, like $50 million a year or something?
I don't know.
$30 million a year, something crazy, right?
Yeah. Wasn't Ryan making about like 30?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember if he was making 30 or if it was 30 over 3 years or something like that, like 10 a year or whatever. And she
That's
wanted,
the one I don't get. I mean, I understand that he's important to the show, but I don't think he's worth that.
I'm the one who said that originally, and you disagreed with me. I said I thought Paula was worth more, and you disagreed.
Yeah. I don't think Paula was worth what she was asking.
That's what I'm saying is I don't understand the, you know,
right.
the accounting aspect.
Speaking of Paula, let's talk about, I know you didn't see the finale, but you have it taped, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, or recorded. You know, the big surprise was that she came on to, like,
right.
you know, say goodbye to Simon. And at first, when the thing comes up and she's standing there, first of all, she looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Better than she's probably ever looked.
Wow.
Honestly.
That's saying something because she's a pretty cute woman, I have to say.
And, you know, you kind of feel bad that she got slighted by the show and how classy of her to show up for this, you know, for
right.
Simon, blah, blah, blah. But then she opens her mouth.
Uh-oh.
And, oh, my gosh, she was an idiot. Like, she's making jokes that no one's laughing at.
Maybe they wrote them.
And, like, no. They would have written something funnier than what she said. She was terrible.
Right.
And just her delivery was bad. And just, like, all the emotional moment that was about to happen was just crushed.
Was it as bad as
she
when
was
George
idiot.
Lopez came up and started making
it
jokes?
It was similar to that. You know what? Oh. It reminded me of that.
Yeah, but see, it's almost worse for him
because he's
a comedian.
Right, yeah.
So...
But yeah, it was a really awkward moment. I look forward to your comments on that.
That's too bad.
Okay, off American Idol.
Yeah.
We reported a couple episodes.
No, wait a minute. Going back to Idol for a minute. You told me that you read or heard about an interview with Simon Cowell.
Yes.
Talk about that, because I want to know, first of all, where that interview was.
Let me find.
And I'd like to know exactly what he said, because it kind of made me laugh a little bit. So Tony's looking it up on his iPad, which is made by the Apple Computer Corporation. In case you've never heard of either one of those. I just like to fill people in on technology. In other news, a new electrical device lets you turn bread into toast.
It's funny. I'm trying to type cowl, and you know how it corrects your typing, like, you know, like the phone does. And it's telling me I should do cow space ELL.
What is that? What kind of a correction is that? That's so strange.
Should I find this on the break and then we can...
We'll come back to it.
So
anyway, okay.
Because it is important.
Yeah.
We reported a couple episodes ago that Glee had been renewed for a second season. Well, Fox is so pleased with its series that they've just renewed it for a third season.
I think they've jinxed it.
No.
Because if they come back and the second season is not great, then they're screwed.
I don't know. I have to say it's gotten a lot better this go-around since the hiatus.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the first episode back was entirely disappointing to me.
Which one?
Like, the first episode back.
Oh, the first, okay.
There was only one first.
Well, when you say first episode back, I'm thinking the last episode.
No, the first episode back from the break.
Yeah.
Because you had just mentioned since the break.
Right.
I thought it was terrible, actually. It wasn't funny, I didn't like the music, and I hated what they did with the story.
Oh, that's your own opinion.
Which is the only thing that I know.
Yeah. But I'm saying that it's, in my opinion...
Yeah, but you're wrong.
And the rest of America, because it's had the highest ratings it's ever had.
Oh, anyway. Speaking of which, before the Lost finale, they kept running commercials for the Jimmy Kimmel Show, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they were saying that the Jimmy Kimmel Show was going to include some never-before-seen endings to the series finale of Lost. Why would you use that phrase regarding a series finale that nobody has seen yet? Even the actual one was never before seen. So why would you say that about the alternate endings? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just bad marketing. Did you find it yet?
Not yet.
I was giving you time there. But
I know.
It didn't seem to work.
I couldn't find it. Well, I'll find it over the break.
Okay. See, I'm telling you, Google is empty. There's nothing on Google anymore.
Who emptied the Google? Brendan.
Did one of you people enter the Google?
That's not one of your duties. Lastly, one of the extras on the upcoming DVD and Blu-ray box set for Lost, the complete series, available August 24th, will be an extra 13 minutes focusing on Hurley and Ben after Jack's passing of the torch.
Think there's a makeout scene?
I certainly hope not.
Because
that's certainly not worth $200.
Hey, isn't it kind of great that Hurley ends up being kind of like a hero of the whole series in a way?
Yeah.
I love that, because he was such a likable guy. Pretty much throughout the whole thing. And I also thought it was kind of fun that two of the episodes were named Everybody Hates Hugo and Everybody Loves Hugo.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. Like, Everybody Hates Hugo was, I think, from the first season when, or maybe the second season. Remember the one where he was in charge of rationing all the food? The
right.
Dharma food?
That was Everyone Hates.
Yeah, that was Everyone Hates. And then, like, last season, I think, not this one that just ended, but the last one before that, I think there was an episode called Everyone Loves Hugo or Everybody Loves Hugo. I thought that was kind of
I'm fun. Very close to that interview.
Well, you better be because we are out of stuff to talk about for TV. So if you haven't found it now, you got to wait until we come back. What's it going to be?
Let's wait till we come back.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll talk about that and movies. Okay, we're back and we're going to talk about movies. But first,
I have the article.
You have the article. Okay. So tell me about...
I'm going to read the first three paragraphs. It's
okay.
Not long.
Sure. Who is this? This is Simon Cowell.
It's all explained in the article.
Ah! Where did the article appear?
Reality Blurred.
Well, they didn't interview him, though, did they?
Can I read the article, please?
Oh, fine.
Interviewed by Oprah yesterday.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Why couldn't you just say that? Just say
because
it was
I
want to
read the article.
All right,
I mean,
fine.
You're asking me all these questions that will be revealed when I read the article.
All right, fine.
Interviewed by Oprah yesterday, Simon Cowell blamed Paula Abdul's departure from American Idol in part for the show's declining ratings and slammed his fellow judges when discussing his replacement.
Slammed all of them?
Well, I mean, that's interpretation.
Just keep reading.
You've got to have somebody on that panel who actually knows what they're talking about. Everyone's talking about casting a nasty person or getting another Brit. If we were judging the ice skating Olympics, you wouldn't have somebody on who's obnoxious. You'd have somebody who knows the difference between a 10 and a 9 and an 8. I think to a point, you kind of have to go back to that, he said. While you might read this as a dig against Ellen DeGeneres, as some have been doing, he's actually suggesting that when he's gone, there will be no one left who actually knows what they're talking about.
I don't know that I agree with that analysis. I mean, certainly Randy...
Okay, suppose you're Ellen DeGeneres and you hear that comment.
Right. I would think it's about her, which it should be.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying is I don't necessarily know if I agree with that writer's analysis that it's about all of the judges. Because Kara and Randy are both in the music business.
Right.
And Randy has done a lot of stuff in the music business.
Well, I mean, other than... That's a quote saying that there will be no one left actually knows what they're talking about. That's a quote from Simon. So that's a slam on all of them.
Oh. Well, that could have been tongue-in-cheek, though. Because you know how he's always, throughout the series, said that he knows what's right and wrong and nobody else knows what they're talking about. So that may have just been consistent with that.
He did say on the finale, though, and he kind of made up for this a little. Maybe he was, you know, consulted to. But he did say that... Just as the show had changed when Paula left, the show will change when he leaves. But, you know, it's still going to go on and become its own thing and, you know, to accept whatever change it becomes.
Now, I wonder if when he said that it's going to go on and become its own thing, I wonder if that thing is going to be, you know, canceled.
A big steamy turd.
Canceled. As the X Factor takes off to become the number one show. But, you know, what's interesting is I guess I sort of assumed that, you know, Paula and Randy would be on the X Factor, and I don't think either one of them is going to be.
Well, now Paula's not.
Right, because she's got
to
dance.
She's got to dance, right?
Or she's just gotta.
Let's go. We got a lot to talk about in movies, don't we?
Isn't that a line? That's a line from that song, right? Putting on the Ritz. Gotta dance, 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 dance. Remember that song?
Yeah.
That was a terrible song.
Well, the remake was a terrible song.
Right.
By Paco. Was that his name? Oh, no, Taco.
Taco. Paco?
That was the Spanish version.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever happened to Musical Youth?
I don't know.
I still don't know what that song is about.
What?
Pass the Dutchie.
It's about a joint.
Smoking drugs.
Oh, yeah.
But the kids were like 8. Why were they singing about that?
But they were like from Jamaica.
They were?
Weren't they? I don't know.
Were they?
I don't know. You're taking me too far back. Let's talk about the movies we've seen in the
last... Tony would remember better, but he smoked too many joints.
That's not true.
What are we
not
talking about?
Not for all
movies,
intents and purposes of this podcast.
Neither of us has seen a movie.
We have not seen a movie.
Yeah. I'm going to see a movie tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Do you know what you're going to see?
No. So it's like a surprise. Yeah. No, I don't know what we're going to see yet. But
what if your wife drags you to Sex and the City too?
She will not because we haven't seen the first one.
Oh.
So...
I guess since I've already admitted that in college I watched A Little Days of Our Lives, I should admit.
A little?
Yeah.
Didn't you never miss it?
Well, I had a VCR.
Okay, so you never missed it.
Yeah, but it's not like I missed class to watch it.
But then when you say I watched a little of this, it's, you know, you catch an episode here and there. Not I've seen
it. Well, I was
episode.
In college. People experiment in college.
I know
some
of
do
no
it
other
with
people.
Drugs or, like, you know, the same sex. I did it with soap opera. Yeah.
I was just drinking a taste.
What were we
going
to say?
I don't know.
Oh, I have to say the first Sex and the City movie, I never liked the show, but the first movie, it's entertaining.
I thought the show was pretty funny. I was just annoyed with Kim Cattrall's character pretty much every episode.
You wouldn't hate her in the movie because in the movie she's not really that.
You know what's really weird about her is she was in one of the Star Trek movies. She was in Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. And I swear, I remember in that movie that she was this tiny little munchkin of a woman.
And then she's a big woman,
and then in the show, she seems like so tall and and grand compared to everyone else there. And I don't know if in
she's kind of, and I don't mean big boned in like a fat way, but she's like, she's got like broad shoulders. She's like, she's got a kind of bigger build.
Yeah.
I mean, she's, I'm not saying she's fat.
But I don't know. Do you think that it was creative production on both? In both cases, one to make her look like this little diminutive person who was kind of a firecracker, and the other to make her seem a little bit larger than life. Because, you know, they do that in movies all the time. Right. I mean, you know, just by...
She was also the mannequin in Mannequin.
Which I never saw.
And she was in Big Trouble in Little China.
Which I did see and loved.
So there you go.
So there you go.
But
yeah, I didn't like her character in the series.
No. No, I wasn't a fan. I wasn't a fan of the series, but I'm saying I caught the movie on cable, and it actually wasn't bad.
Yeah, even without having seen the series, huh?
Yeah, I don't think you needed to see the series to just know. I mean, yeah, you'll pick up on things, but I mean, it's not
and like most.
It's not complicated. It's for women. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my god! I cannot believe you just said that.
I'm kidding.
That was really rude.
Ladies out there, you know I love you.
On the
miscellaneous.
Yeah, they really know now.
Comic strip character Dilbert will bring his workplace woes to the big screen in a live-action feature film.
Starring?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, I would think it would be Drew Carey. It looks exactly like him.
You're
He looks exactly like him. Or if Drew Carey's out of the running because he's got too much other stuff going on. I could see Kevin James doing it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But he's a little too...
But didn't they kind of do... Wasn't Office Space kind of Dilbert-ish?
Yeah, it was.
Or even The Office, for all intents and purposes. I mean, it's
yeah,
just...
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, there's not that character,
right.
But it's...
Well, Dwight is kind of that character.
Yeah.
Eh, sort of.
And
not
certainly
really.
Milton was in Office Space.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Here's something exciting.
Okay.
A remake I am actually looking forward to is in development. 70s classic Logan's Run will get a hopefully worthy remake.
Hasn't that already been remade?
Has it?
I think there was a... I think there was
Paul
a...
Logan's Run?
I think so.
Well, I'm checking IMDb on that.
Or maybe
you know what? I liked Logan's Run.
Or maybe I'm thinking of The Island, because wasn't The Island in some ways kind of a remake of Logan's Run?
Was it?
In a sense. I mean, just a sort of a spiritual remake, more than... You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, but not
both
really.
Were people on the run from an oppressive culture that they were sort of woken up to, right?
I only have 1976.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Oh, no, this is the new one, 2012. Let's see if they have any cast.
Wait, wasn't there a TV show, though? There was something
else.
There
was a TV show.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
But that was in the 70s.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah. No cast yet.
Oh. Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah.
I like that story idea in general.
Do you want to hear the plot summary? A young man at odds with his society's mandatory death sentence for all those turning 21 plots a daring escape on the eve of his fateful birthday.
Yeah, so that's kind of like what The Island was about.
I never saw The Island. Is that
really?
The one with Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, that's a fun movie.
Yeah?
You should see that.
It's see what the IMDb rating is on that.
I'm surprised you're checking IMDb and not Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, I'm already on IMDb.
Ah.
I
see.
Let's see. 6.9 out of 10.
Yeah.
For IMDb, that's actually not bad.
I'd probably go higher than that, personally. I'd probably give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Maybe I'll check that out then.
Yeah. It's a fun movie. It's a fun movie.
Let's see what else we have. Tommy Lee Jones and Dominic Cooper are the latest stars added to the cast of Captain America, the First Avenger.
Who's Dominic Cooper again?
I don't know. I thought you would know.
You and your iPad by the Apple Computer Corp, I swear. You're like best pals.
Why
over
are
there.
You doing so many plugs for them?
I don't know. Well, I have to now.
Dominic
which,
Cooper.
Which we'll get into later.
Oh, he was in An Education. You wouldn't know who he was.
No, because I have none.
He was also in Mamma Mia.
I really...
And The Duchess.
I really have not seen any of that stuff. I got to be honest with you.
I caught a little Mamma Mia on cable. It is horrendous.
Well, I heard it was good, except for what's his name?
Pierce Brosnan's yeah. singing.
I heard
no,
that...
Colin Firth can't sing either. It's
oh, really?
Bad.
Yeah.
No, I mean, all of it's bad.
So we gave our neighbor a copy of Love Actually for Christmas because she'd never seen it. And she loves romantic comedy. So, right? Love Actually, right? I don't know if she was just preoccupied while she was watching it or what. But she, first of all, she didn't like it. And I think partly is because some of it, I think, hit a little too close to home, which, you know, you feel bad about. But, she broke up with a guy she's been seeing for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, I think from that standpoint, she maybe wasn't as into it as she might have been otherwise. But then she kept telling me that I reminded her of one of the characters.
Yeah.
One of the main characters in Love Actually. Okay, there isn't a single person in Love Actually that I am anything like.
Laura Linney's brother.
Thanks. That was the same joke my wife made, so I appreciate that. But no, that wasn't who she was thinking of. So I kept asking her, was it this person, was it this
Colin
person?
Firth.
She goes, I don't know. And it was Colin Firth, but it took forever to get there because I kept saying, was it the writer? And she's like, I don't know which one was the writer. I'm like, how could you not know which one was the writer? He was writing during the entire film. So I think she wasn't paying attention,
yeah,
is what it sounds like to me. And for the record, I look nothing like Colin Firth.
No, you don't.
So I don't know where
maybe if I was like legally blind and the lights were really low.
And I was behind you. And you couldn't see me. I mean, what?
And there was 3 feet of concrete between us.
And some frosted glass. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to explain that.
I'm anxious to see your...
Okay, I'm not looking ahead, so...
Your reaction on the next thing. Okay. James McAvoy... You know, I'm a big fan of his.
James McAvoy.
Wanted.
Oh, the main guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has just been cast as Professor Xavier in Bryan Singer's upcoming X-Men First Class.
What?
Yes.
What, is this going to be X-Men babies?
Apparently.
The guy is like 30, isn't he?
Well, it's about how Professor Xavier started the school. That's why it's called First Class.
Oh, now I get
it. The first class.
I get it. I thought it was about...
You thought it was an airline
transcontinental
movie.
Flight of some sort. Oh, now I get it. Wow, what a horrible, awful choice. Is he even British?
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I remember from his snippy little tone with me when I wouldn't serve him after we were close.
I swear, I really hated him in that movie.
He was such
a little baby, like a whining...
Oh, and he is in... You know what?
A whining little schoolgirl
of a baby.
That
was not a stretch for him.
Yeah, no acting involved? Is that what you're telling me? Who would have been better to cast as Professor Xavier?
I don't know. It would have to be someone shorter.
What about Jude Law?
No.
No?
No. I mean, I don't think
why would it
have
to
be
someone shorter?
Well, because he was short.
Who was short?
Professor Xavier.
Look up Patrick Stewart. See how tall he is. Is he short?
Well, I mean, he's in a wheelchair, so it doesn't matter anyway.
I was going to say, I think you might be confusing his wheelchairness with his height. Well, look him up.
But I mean, he's a... Okay, let me not say short, but I mean, Professor Xavier is... Brendan, you're a comic book guy. Wasn't he always a little guy? I mean, yeah. Even though...
I mean, compared to, like, everyone else is huge.
So, right. what are we talking?
So
Vern Troyer?
No.
Like 5'5", 5'6".
But yeah, look up, how tall is he, actually? Because I think he's taller than that, isn't he? In real life? Patrick Stewart?
Who, Patrick Stewart?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's short. He's a short...
He is?
Guy.
There's some alternate world storylines where Xavier's walking short.
What did you say?
There's some alternate universe storylines where Xavier can walk
short. Oh, okay.
He's 5'10".
Well,
that's not short.
No.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. I don't know who I'd cast, but I don't like James McAvoy.
I don't either.
So, strike one for X-Men First Class.
And who's directing it?
Bryan Singer, who did all the other X-Men movies.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's good.
No, I like Bryan Singer. I'm just disappointed that's who he cast.
Except for the Superman movie.
Yeah, that was terrible. What? How do you make Usual Suspects and then that?
Right?
How does that even happen?
By the way, you know there's another Superman movie coming.
But not by him, right?
No, not by him.
Who's going to do it? Who's doing it? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me.
See, I
some other DC. There's some other DC comics. They're now toying around with Wonder Woman again. They've already greenlit Flash.
Who are you going to cast as Wonder Woman? Ooh, you know who? Rachel Nichols. She'd be great. She was the chick in
the chick.
G.I. Joe who was not Sienna Miller.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
She'd be great.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of voluptuous. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah, you can't have a little dainty starlet.
No. Do not cast, what's her name from Iron Man? What's her name? I hate her.
Scarlett Johansson?
No, I love her. No, the other one from the first one, too.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah. You can't cast somebody like that as Wonder Woman. I'm going for Rachel Nichols.
Please don't go Megan Fox.
Or Christina
Please
Hendricks.
Please don't go Megan Fox.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Even Christina Hendricks wouldn't fit in the uniform.
She'd be spilling out all over that. But in a,
on
like
second
a,
thought, let's cast Christina Hendricks. Yeah.
Colin Farrell will star in the remake of Fright Night. That'd be fun.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
You mean in the role
sure
that Michael J. Fox?
Oh. Fright Night. What are you thinking?
With Roddy McDowell. Sorry. Roddy McDowell's character. Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. I was thinking the Frighteners.
Were you thinking Teen
Wolf? No, I was thinking the Frighteners.
Oh.
Wait. So he's going to play the Roddy McDowell character?
Oh,
really?
I don't know for sure, but he's starring in it, so I would assume.
Well, because he could be the character that Christopher... What's his name? Oh, why memory? No, Christopher Plummer was not in Fright Night.
Christopher
okay.
Knight?
Thelma and Louise. Chris Sarandon.
Chris
he could
Sarandon.
Play the character that...
He could play that character.
I mean, he's not going to play the kid, obviously.
No. I'd see him more in the Roddy McDowell
Really?
Role,
because
though.
He's supposed to be charming and kind of a seducer. So, didn't you say... Yeah. You said Colin Farrell, right?
Yeah.
Not Colin Firth?
Right.
And not Colin Powell?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know how you're going to feel about this one. Michael Bay has announced that controversial characters Skids and Mudflap will not appear in Transformers
3.
Oh,
darn.
Give us a little Skids and Mudflap, will you?
No, we don't do much reading. I still can't believe that they did that.
Terrible. Megan Fox's replacement in Transformers 3 has been announced, and it is a Victoria's Secret model and Jason Statham's girlfriend, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Can you please pull her up so I can see what she looks like?
You'd like me to pull her up, wouldn't you?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
For a minute, I got really excited there. I thought you were going to say, like, Alessandra Ambrosio or someone like that.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
This girl's hot, though.
Really? She is hot as Alessandra Ambrosio?
She's hot in like a, well, in like a Megan
Fox. Why don't
Fox
you just show me the picture? Oh, does she have food on her lips? What's she doing over there? She looks like a duck in that picture.
She looks kind of like...
Let me see.
She looks like
close.
Someone.
Yeah, she looks...
Her eyes look
it.
Just like someone, but I can't think of who.
Grace Jones.
No.
I'm saying, look again. She looks like Grace Jones.
She does. Look like
Grace Jones. Looks like a white, younger Grace Jones.
Moving on.
I'm thinking he should recast this with Alessandra Ambrosio. Look her up.
Who is it? What's she from?
Victoria's Secret.
Spell it.
A-L-E-S-S-A-N-D-R-A. Alessandra.
I found her. Oh, yeah. She's cute. I've seen her before.
Oh, she's cute. She's like one of the hottest women on the planet.
Oh, she's so cute.
Uh-huh. She's hot. I mean, she's like hot.
She is.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
And she's naturally hot more than
she
the other
is.
One.
She is. She's like a very naturally beautiful girl. And she's
but
also...
You know what? Her face isn't symmetrical, so that's a little off-putting.
Actually, that is not off-putting. More symmetrical faces are less appealing to people.
No, but it's like...
Unless you got like a giant goiter on
your
chin.
No, it's like she's got, what's that called? Bell's palsy.
No, it doesn't look like that at all. That's not even a...
Or a partial stroke.
Go to Google Images and go find other pictures of her where her hair is like all long and flowy and everything. Because that picture you pulled up, her hair is straight. And that's not usually how we're used to seeing her.
I'm going to find one where she doesn't have the Bell's palsy.
She doesn't have Bell's palsy. You know, my sister had that.
Did she?
Yeah, my older sister.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When she got pregnant. When she had her baby, I mean. But do you see what I'm saying? I'm sure you've seen some other pictures of her with her flowing hair. She's on the commercials and everything. I don't know how you could not know who she is.
because I'm.
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's
but
gorgeous.
She does have the Bell's palsy.
She
Look
does
her mouth.
Not have Bell's
Look
palsy.
Look at her mouth. She's got something.
No, she does
Partial
not.
Stroke.
No, she does not. I think she might be from.
Something's happening.
Argentina. She's Argentinian or something.
Lastly, this is the weirdest story.
Okay. I'm not looking ahead, so this is
during a recent press junket, Martin Scorsese announced that his Frank Sinatra biopic may feature Al Pacino as Frank Sinatra and Robert De Niro as Dean Martin.
Huh?
Obviously, okay, wait a minute. He's already said that probably DiCaprio will play Sinatra like in his earlier years. Obviously, this is later in life, but Al Pacino is Frank Sinatra and Robert De Niro is Dean Martin.
Who's going to play Sammy Davis Jr.? Me? While you're on retarded casting choices?
That's interesting, isn't it?
I know like.
Me no like.
Me no like.
I don't know.
Hey, if anybody out there has a good source for modern furniture, and I know you have a few, but,
I have sources.
But I've looked at a few of those places and didn't find what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for some bar stools.
Okay.
And I found some that I really like by this company that just makes chairs, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Some really cool bent plywood stuff. But I want some other options because they're expensive. They're like $700 a pop, and I would rather not pay $700 each for bar stools.
Right.
If I don't have to. And by the way, I don't. So...
I'm glad you're plugging all your shopping needs.
Yeah, I don't know what this something you said made me think of that. I don't know what it was.
Dean Martin
anyway,
made you think of a bar stool.
Maybe that's what it was. But anyway,
that's it.
Okay, cool. That's all we got for movies. So we're gonna take a break, and then we will come back and talk about it.
Humana.
All right, we'll be right back. Okay, we're back, and it's time to talk about everything else in the old mashup.
Moosh, moosh.
The moosh, moosh. Japan's...
Moosh, moosh.
Wow, that was like a triple moosh.
I thought my moosh, moosh was going to be cut short, so I had to extend it.
Okay. And is that finished now?
I'm done.
Okay, good. Japan's JAXA space agency has announced that it will have a moon base operational by 2020. And the base will also broadcast HD video... of the base and other things going on the moon's surface. They had previously announced their plans to make a moon robot. I don't like the idea that Japan is going to be ahead of us in the space race now. Because, you know, Obama said, you know, he doesn't want us going to the moon.
Right.
What is he, our mother? Does he just get to say that?
I don't know.
No going to the moon, you kids. Clean up after yourselves. But that sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
A base on the moon within the next 10 years? With robots? Are you kidding me? Sign me up. How can I be Japanese? The X-51A Wave Rider set the record for the longest hypersonic flight that we know of yesterday when it flew at Mach 5 for just over 200 seconds, after which it splashed into the ocean where it will remain, and they are not going to recover it. Just to put that in perspective, Mach 5... is very fast. That's 5 times the speed of sound. And that means that it's a little over 1 mile per second. So the X-51 traveled 211 miles in that 3-minute period, which means that it could go from Chicago to New York in about 12 minutes.
Wow.
That's insanely fast. But still not fast enough, if you ask me. And this is really the big news. Apple has overtaken Microsoft to be the world's most valuable technology company, yesterday surpassing Microsoft on Wall Street by a few billion dollars. Now, that's pretty significant because Apple, as has been suggested by several people, including me, has now become the man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're the second most valuable American company in the world behind Exxon.
Really?
Yeah.
The second most valuable American company in the world?
Oh. I threw one too many words in there.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You double qualified that unnecessarily. But that's pretty significant. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how people's perspective shifts now that this is
the case.
I'd
hate to be in those board meetings at Microsoft.
You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing for them.
No, that's the kind of pressure they need.
Well, it's pressure for them. And it's also pressure off of them.
Right.
And it's pressure on Apple.
Right.
with no pressure removed. So I like that. More pressure on Apple with nothing relieved.
Right.
So I like that. That's a good thing.
By the way, do you have this?
What?
June 7th is the announcement about the new iPhone.
Right. Well, we think.
No.
For sure?
Yeah.
They've said they're going to announce a new iPhone on June 7th.
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying, as far
as
we know.
But you know that's what it is.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Well, we've seen it.
Right.
We've all seen it.
Two or three times.
Yeah.
Did you see the white one? Looks kind of cool.
No. Where was that one stolen from?
Vietnam again.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, you didn't see
it ended up there, you mean? Because the other one wasn't stolen from there.
Right.
It ended up there.
Right. I'll find it.
Don't you think they're doing this on purpose?
You would think so. I mean, they've been so tight-lipped and so good at it for so long, and all of a sudden three or four show up?
Yeah, and then... Weird. So that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Well, the only thing that I'm bummed about as far as my relationship with Apple, which is, as you know, very tenuous...
to say the least.
...is that I wish I had been able to afford to buy stock in them years ago, because the stock in the last few years has gone up like 5.5 times.
Yeah,
that's pretty great for their investors. Sony has created a 4-inch OLED display that's so thin and flexible it can be rolled up around something the diameter of a pencil. The 432 by 240 color display isn't perfect, but it's still better than the rolling screens we've got right now, which total approximately zero. So that's pretty cool. Google's Chrome finally hit final build for both the Mac and Linux. So if you're on one of those platforms and you'd like to run the final version of Chrome, go at it. Audi's 2011 A8 will feature a Wi-Fi hotspot that can be activated by inserting an active SIM card into a slot built into the car. So if you have...
That's really cool.
So you can buy like a four... Like, let's say you... I think it's only 3G, but I'm sure the next year it'll be 4G or whatever. But yeah, so if you have a 3G data plan, you can stick the SIM in your car and anyone in the car can use Wi-Fi. How cool is that?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Can the person in the car next to you use it?
I don't know what the range is, but I suppose it's possible. But hopefully there's some kind of security on it. Actually, I know there's some kind of security on it so that that kind of thing can't happen accidentally. Okay, so Tony has just pulled up his another purported white iPhone 4G case spotted in Hong Kong. Yeah, I like the look of it better.
I do too.
I like the more squared off look because it wasn't the original one more like that? Like kind of flat?
Not like that.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
It was still rounded, but the back was flat.
The back was flat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because this is like flat.
Right.
I like it. Yeah. I think
it's like a deck of cards.
Right. But come on, don't you think it's ridiculous that it's still not widescreen? Shouldn't the screen be 16:9? Don't you think it's ridiculous that they haven't done that?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Anyway.
You're right. It probably won't sell.
HP's slate is alive once again, reborn with a new soul in the form of a special version of Palm's Web OS. As you recall, HP recently acquired Palm. So there you go.
It's a
bad story. You shouldn't be saying that. Foxconn, who makes stuff for Apple and Dell, among others, is in the hot seat lately due to an increasing number of suicides by its employees. 15 attempts and 10 deaths so far. As a result, the company has hired 50 psychiatrists and trained 100 employees to counsel other employees, and everybody has been given a 20% raise, which means they're now making somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 a week. And you think I'm kidding, but...
No, I don't.
That's about accurate, I think. But that's very sad. And here's what bugs me about this story, is that I had read online somewhere quotes from people at both Apple and Dell about how, you know, they're very distressed over this situation and, you know, they expect their subcontractors and their manufacturers to, you know, treat people with the same level of care that, you know, blah, 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 blah. That is complete BS. They have all been to the factory. They all know what the conditions are like over there. They're crap, okay? The infrastructure in mainland China is such that during the summer, the air conditioning in the entire country goes out 50% of the time. And it gets hot there. So don't tell me that you expected that things were a certain way there, because they know full well, because these things always cause manufacturing and shipping delays. And I know this from personal experience because I've worked in manufacturing and I went there to have stuff made. So everybody that gets stuff made, everybody who's been there, they all know how it is. So they can't pretend like they thought people were being treated better than they're being treated.
Right. While they're sitting on top
exactly.
as the number one.
Exactly. And the reason they're having stuff made over there is because the labor is so cheap.
Right.
So, you know, when you hear these companies saying this stuff, just know that it's a line of BS that they're saying just to save face, because they know exactly what's going on over there. And that's the reason they've hired these companies, is because they can do the work for cheaper than another company. So get over it. All right, next.
Get over it.
The 16 gig iPhone 3GS is now $97 at Walmart.
And now an ad for Apple.
So if you're one of those late adopters who loves to buy outdated technology for cheap right before the next generation of hardware is available, go you. Because you can do that. Samsung has started showing off a 19-inch AMOLED screen that is 30% transparent. And somebody was saying, why would you want that? Because you can see a third of what's behind it. But actually, if they could make a screen like that, that had a backing on it so it wasn't transparent, except for one part right in the middle where you could stick like a webcam, that would solve that whole problem of, you know, not being able to look at the person you're talking to for video calls and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah?
So that would actually be a cool technology to incorporate into phones.
That's
if you could put the front-facing camera right in the middle of it and not really see it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if it was dark behind there, you still wouldn't really see it. So that's what I think they should do with it. Rumor has it that a 3D Blu-ray of Avatar will ship with all Panasonic 3D TVs starting in August. If you think you are annoyed by AT&T's service, an irate AT&T customer went into an AT&T store and shot one of the employees yesterday. The suspect was shot himself by an off-duty police officer who happened to be there. Turns out the guy had a list of 6 store employees in his pocket and had been to the store numerous times, even having waved the gun around before. He was banned from the store, which apparently did not work. Isn't that ridiculous? No word yet on the victim. Verizon announced that this is just ever increasing horribleness. Verizon announced that when it turns on 4G service, there will be no unlimited data plans available. You'll have to buy data in chunks. In other words, the more you use, the more you're going to pay. Don't you think that's terrible?
Yep.
Who's going to buy that?
Not me.
Not me. NBC and Time Warner have told Apple that they are not ready to ditch Flash for HTML5. So in other words, Apple, go suck it. There's a rumor that Comcast may soon offer 105 megabit service for about $200 a month. That's pretty cool. I mean, you know, if you're a business.
Right.
200 bucks a month for that much speed is pretty great.
It's a lot. It's good.
It's good. It's good.
It's good for
good
a lot.
Value proposition.
Uh-huh.
So that's all I got for the mashup. So
it's good business.
That brings us... Would you say that's
good business?
Okay. Thank you for that little gem of... Now you can skip, you know, Harvard Business School. You've just heard that from
right.
Tony, who wasn't really even paying attention right. for most of that. That brings us, as always, to the
And
point
I don't
of the
even
show.
Work for the number two American company in the world.
No, you don't. You don't. No, not at all. So, Tony, as always, please give us your worst.
Okay. My worst comes with some caveats.
Okay.
Telling people...
You know, I don't like caveat. It's so salty, and it just tastes... Oh, sorry. That's something else.
I made the mistake. I was listening to a podcast, and someone was talking about this horrendous movie trailer for a horror film called The Human Centipede. And they kept going on about how terrible it was and how it scarred them.
And so what did
of
you
course,
do, Tony?
I went on the internet, and I looked at it.
Uh-huh.
Don't go look at this trailer. It's really...
Now, I want you to know he's being completely serious.
Yeah.
He does not
it's
want
disturbing.
You to go look at this. Because this is not one of those things where somebody says, oh, don't do it because they want you to do it. He really doesn't want you to do it. I personally will never go watch it.
It's disturbing.
Brendan, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to go watch it now?
I kind of want to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I from Tony described it to me at lunch.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. And
it's not for the faint of heart.
No. And
or weak of stomach.
Even the description of it
made
me feel sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
So I don't know why this movie would get made, but whatever.
No.
It's getting made.
What gets me is it says it's an IFC film. Now, you would think IFC has some credit. First of all, the acting in it's terrible. And it's just so – the first part of it
Maybe
is
Maybe it's
just,
not the same IFC. Could be like
it's their logo.
Ignorant film chumps.
It certainly is that. But oh my god, it is. It's
nasty.
It's what's sad about it. It's a sign of where our society is headed.
You mean we're all going to become human centipedes?
No, I mean that. I mean it's getting I'll be honest, it's getting buzz because of how disturbing it is.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's just like Megan Fox.
I didn't even know what to do with that.
I'm kind of proud of that fact. My worst entertainment moment, and I have to say with all honesty, is not caring about the American Idol finale. I mean, I haven't even watched it yet.
Right.
And, you know, I've enjoyed that show for so many seasons, and it was just so boring this year. You know, that's probably the one reason why we won't have Lead to Wise on here, because what are we going to talk about?
Paint.
Actually, that might not be bad. I have some paint needs right now. but I mean, you know, it's like, so how do you feel about winning the most boring season of that show?
Well, it was okay. Like,
yeah, I mean, you know, I really wanted it. I wanted to win.
You know what? I have to say, though, it was really heartwarming to see him when he won because he was genuinely, like, surprised and moved. And, like, he could barely sing when it was time for him to sing the U2 song. Which,
so it was like
why
the
did they
the
pick
episodes?
The U2 song?
Ba-dum-ts.
I mean, it's one thing that I understood that they were, you know, that he was going to do a cover. But why would you pick such an, like, that song can really only be sung by U2.
And, again, not a great song. I mean,
what? That's
I don't.
A great song.
I disagree.
Oh, well,
I don't think
sure. It's not Pac-Man Fever.
Well, that's true, and that's why I don't. No, I just.
That's a great song.
It doesn't. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't,
you're not a U2 fan, though.
But I like quite a number of their songs, but I just that song to me does not have a very strong melody.
What?
That's kind of a dissonant melody.
No,
I'm just saying.
I can hum it. That's enough.
Well, I can hum sharps and flats too. That doesn't mean they sound nice together. I mean. Exactly. You sound like a donkey driving an ambulance.
I'm sure Bono appreciates that.
Now, him I don't like at all. Yeah, in fact, if he got together with Megan Fox and went to the moon to live in the Japanese moon base.
He's done nothing but good for this world.
Oh, whatever.
Well, he's attempting.
Whatever.
He has good intentions.
Whatever. I'm sure they're completely
selfless.
What
good are you doing for the world?
I'm sure they're completely selfless.
He's pretty selfless.
Okay, if you're buying his celebrity hype.
Oh, whatever. You don't know anything about
even.
Him.
Huh?
Let's move on to best.
Yeah, whatever. So what was your best?
I'm going to have to go. You know, I had a couple things to choose from. I'm going to have to go with having two solid video games right now and, like, kind of switching between the two. And, like, it's a good time for me right now to be playing games.
Well, that's cool.
I've been spending, like, you know, a few hours at a
time
playing. And I haven't, you know, I haven't had a reason to do that in a long time.
Yeah.
So...
Well, that's cool.
And that's why I haven't seen it. That's why I don't have a movie to talk about.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Right.
I'd just rather stay at home and play games, which.
Sure.
It's fun. It's good times.
For my best, I'm going to have to go with the finale of Lost. Not that I like the fact that they didn't answer questions, and not that it's over, certainly. I'm not happy about that. But I really felt like I was part of a historic television moment. You know, having watched the whole series and then leading up to that and watching and everything.
It was better than the finale of Seinfeld or Friends.
I didn't see
kidding.
Oh, okay.
Those were terrible, first of all.
Yeah, the Seinfeld one was awful.
Yeah.
I mean...
Friends was equally as bad.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I thought was strange is I heard some reviewer say that the... Oh, no. Never mind. I take it back. Forget it.
What was all that?
Nothing. I misremembered something.
I have a question to ask because I know you're watching the show. Yesterday, USA Today rated all the big season finales and series finales.
Okay.
And they gave, they gave Lost 4 stars. But another one they ranked very highly, I don't know if you've watched it yet, is the season finale of Fringe. Did you watch that?
Yes. It was fantastic.
Yeah. They loved it,
oh
too.
Oh, my gosh. It was really great. That show, to me, is very gripping. There's so much cool stuff that happens on that show.
Yeah.
And the season finale was really, really excellent.
Is Pacey still on it?
Pacey is still on it, yes.
Okay.
He's one of the main characters.
Thank you for playing along.
Yeah.
That's the first time you played along when I've said that.
I would ask you to do the same, but I know it's never going to happen. So, yeah, it's such a good show, and there's so much cool stuff that happens on it. And the last few, I mean, the last like half dozen episodes were fantastic.
Yeah.
They were really, really cool. And, yeah, some stuff happened on
there. Is Leonard Nimoy still on there?
He is. He is still on there. And I mentioned this to someone else the other day. You saw Star Trek last year, right?
Yes.
And Leonard Nimoy seems...
I was sitting next to you.
I know. I'm just... this is for the audience. Remember, oh, we have okay. an audience. So, you know, he seemed pretty old in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, his speech yeah. was a little muddy and stuff like that. And when he first appeared on Fringe, you know, same thing there. And it's like, man, I hope they get to play out the storyline before there's no more Leonard Nimoy. But what's really weird is he seems younger now at yeah. at the end of the season.
Is that part of the storyline?
I don't think so, no.
Oh.
But, yeah, really, really great. And in fact, it's a shame that there's not more crossover between Lost fans and Fringe fans, because in terms of that kind of compelling storyline stuff, it's totally different. I mean, it's not nearly as character-based as right. Lost was. But it's really been very engaging and a lot of fun. And the season finale was great. So I can't wait for that to come back. I haven't even... I'm behind on Chuck, behind on Glee, behind on The Office, behind on Community, behind on Modern Family.
I'd say the season finale of Modern Family is great.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that there's no more real TV, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to catch right. up on
and
everything.
And now I'll get to see some movies.
Right.
Play some games.
What are you going to see next? What are you going to see this weekend?
I don't know. I don't know that I'll see one in the theater.
Really?
You know, I still have. I've had it for like a month and a half. I have that Matt Damon movie, Informant, at home.
I want to see that.
From Netflix.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I put
a couple people told me this week that they loved it.
I put my Netflix account on hold because we just haven't had time to watch anything. Yeah. So, I like that you can do that. That's a pretty great company, I think.
Can you do it while you have movies?
I did.
So you have the movies and you put it on hold?
Yes.
So why wouldn't you just then you have start to it up again, send them back, stop it when you get the new movies?
Well, because you have to send them back within 30 days of putting the account on hold, or they charge you for them.
Ah.
See, they got it all figured out.
There's still a way to cheat the system. There's still a way to cheat the system.
There's no way to cheat the system. I challenge you to find one.
They're not the number one American rental company in the world for...
in America.
That's it. That's all I got.
You got nothing else?
Nothing else.
Oh, we had four movies.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
You have a Netflix account where you have four movies at a time?
No. That's the whole thing, is we had four movies, but our account only gives us three, so I'm not sure how we got that fourth movie. Isn't that weird?
So which movie do you have that it says you don't have?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you can go on their website and see what you have.
But I'm not on there right now, so I can't tell you right now.
Oh.
I don't remember. It might have been...
I'm exhausted.
It might have been that one. What was the spoof movie in the jungle or whatever, the movie about the movie in the
Rumble
jungle?
In the Jungle?
No. The one with Jack Black and what'd he say?
Tropic Thunder.
I think it was Tropic Thunder.
You know, that's been on cable already.
What's your point? What's your point, Vanessa? I think we've had it for like 8 months. I think we all thought, like, we being us and Netflix, all thought it was lost in the mail.
Right.
And really it was lost under a pile of bills in my office at home.
You might want to get to those as well. You can't put those on hold.
No, those were paid. That's why they were in a pile.
Oh, I see.
But I've tried to put those on hold. They don't let you do that. See, I think American Express needs to take a page from the Netflix operations manual.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you could just rack, you know, just go buy a car, and then just say, you know what, I need to put the account on hold for a few
You know,
years.
They're not the number two American credit company in the world for... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah. I'm waiting for you to joke, kind of wrap up, and you just keep going.
I think that joke has already been played out enough now, don't you think? All right, do you have anything else
I
you want to say to people?
More. No.
You don't even want to say goodbye?
Well, yeah. Well, I always say goodbye.
All right, well. So thanks, as always, for listening, everybody. And don't forget that you can send email to us at podcast@pause.com.
Send email to us, because we
Please
haven't
do.
Had much.
Yeah, you guys have been quiet. What's going on?
Yeah.
Except for Stritch.
Yeah.
You got something from Stritch. I got something from Stritch. I got nothing from nobody else. So send those emails, and don't forget to become a fan on Facebook, and of course, go to iTunes by the Apple Computer Corporation, where you can subscribe to the podcast, as well as leave us a review and a rating, which we really appreciate. And until next week, we will see you next week.
Bye.